in Boots. My dear sons, I am old and sick. I am not going to live much longer, says a man to his three sons. Don't say such things, Dad, answer his sons. Alas, it is true, says the old man. My life is almost over. After I die, I want you to divide what I have got in such a way. My mill is for you, my eldest son. My donkey, for you, my second son. And my youngest son, you should take my cat. What should I do now? Asks the youngest son his cat. Dad is gone. My brothers have the mill and the donkey. And me? I have the cat. After I eat you and use your skin for a hat, I'm going to die of hunger. Don't worry, my master, answers the cat. Give me a bag and a pair of fine boots. I can make you rich. Trust me. I have nothing to lose. I can give you a chance. Here you are, your boots and your bag. Perfect, smiles the cat. My dear cat, why are you putting bran and sow thistle into your bag? I am going hunting, and this is what rabbits like to eat. How are you going to hunt with sow thistle and bran? I am going to play dead and leave my bag open. Rabbits are sure to come in for their favourite treats, smiles the cat. Rabbits for dinner, very nice. For dinner, yes, but not for us, my master. I have a different plan. Whatever the plan is, I hope it works out. There you are, whispers the cat. Come on inside the bag. Can't you see I am dead, you silly rabbit? Come on in. I've got you. Now, I must be on my way to the palace. Hello, guards. I want to see the king. I have a present for him. Welcome, says the king. I hear you have a present for me. Your Majesty, I have a rabbit for you from the Marquis of Carabas, my master. There are plenty of rabbits where we live. Thank your master for this kind present, says the king. I am very pleased. One rabbit is not enough, thinks the cat. Now it's time to catch some partridge. I need a cornfield. There, I can hide and catch them in my bag. Hello, guards. I want to see the king. I have a present for him. What do you have for me this time? Asks the king. Your Majesty, I have two partridges for you from the Marquis of Carabas. My order is to bring you presents every week, if you allow. Yes, I most certainly do. Please give my thanks to your master. Where are you, my master? Asks the cat. I am right here, unlike you. 6 months away is a long time. 6 months working for you. Now hurry. Tomorrow is your big day, my master.
My big day?
Yes, the king is taking a ride along the river with the princess. Don't ask any questions. Just do what I say. Now move on. We have a long way to go before we get there. Here we are. Tomorrow morning, exactly on my sign, jump into the river for a swim. Hide your clothes well and let me take care of the rest. What is your plan? Tell me. No use doing that. You know just enough. Enjoy your dinner now and relax.
You are right, Puss, says the young man. I am hungry.
Wake up, my master. The king and the princess are on their way. Hide your clothes under this stone. Jump into the water and wait.
Help! Help!
Shouts the cat.
My master, the Marquis of Carabas, is drowning.
Who is shouting? Asks the king.
It is me, Puss in Boots, who brings you presents, your majesty. Please help my master, he is drowning.
Of course, hurry up, my guards.
Thank you, your majesty, bows the cat. But we still have a problem. My master's clothes are gone and he can't get out of the water.
I can take care of that, answers the king. Clothes for the Marquis. Now!
Oh, Dad, how handsome he is, whispers the princess. I think I'm in love with him.
Excellent, smiles the cat.
Can we invite you for a ride through my master's land?
We would love that very much.
Great! Then I must run ahead to make sure everything is fine, thinks the cat.
What a nice meadow.
Listen, workers, says he aloud. I am Puss in Boots. And I am very dangerous. I cut into pieces those who don't do what I like. Do you understand?
We do, answer they.
Good. When the king passes by, make sure to tell him that this meadow belongs to the Marquis of Carabas.
What a nice field, thinks the cat as he goes further down the road.
Listen, workers, says he aloud. I am Puss in Boots, and I am very dangerous. I cut into pieces those who don't do what I like. Do you understand?
We do, answer they.
Good. When the king passes by, make sure to tell him that this field belongs to the Marquis of Carabas, and that over there is his castle.
Now there is only the ogre's castle, thinks the cat.
What a nice meadow this is,
exclaims the king.
It belongs to the Marquis of Carabas, your majesty,
answer the workers. What a nice field this is, exclaims once more the king.
It belongs to the Marquis of Carabas, your majesty, and that over there is his castle,
answer the workers.
It's not far, my dear Marquis. Your land is wonderful. I can't wait to see how you live in your castle, says the princess.
Hello there, guards of the castle. I am here to pay my respects to the ogre, your famous master, shouts the cat.
Come on in, says the ogre. I need no guards. Are you not scared of me? People usually are.
No, I'm not scared. I am only curious. I know that you can turn yourself into any creature you desire. Could you become, for example, a lion?
Could I? Watch me! Roar!
What an incredible lion! Enough! Turn back to yourself. Now I am scared.
Ha ha ha! What else do you want?
Asks the ogre.
Could you, for example, turn into something smaller? Let's say a mouse? Maybe it is too difficult for such a big ogre as you are.
Too difficult? Watch me now!
This is just what I like, thinks the cat. A late breakfast. What a yummy mouse.
The cat has eaten our bad master. Hooray!
Exclaim the servants.
Get ready for your new master, the Marquis of Carabas, says the cat.
Your Majesty,
my princess, says the cat, let me welcome you to Carabas, my master's castle.
Thank you very much.
Further inside, there is a feast awaiting those who are thirsty and hungry, continues the cat.
Is that an invitation?
Asks the king.
Of course, your Majesty.
My daughter and I are very glad to accept.
My dear Marquis, says the king, I am enjoying my time here very much. You have such fine land, a great castle, and you have an excellent servant.
Thank you, your Majesty.
Would you like to marry my daughter? For I know she loves you.
Of course I would love to marry your daughter. I love her too.
Oh, I am so happy. Now let's get ready for your wedding.
Yes, your Majesty. There is just one more thing. Puss in Boots is not a servant. He is a lord and the best friend I have got.